Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I'm Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. Have you ever had a gasoline-powered engine cold start fine, fast idle, but a few minutes later the RPM drops, the engine is chugging and blowing black smoke from the tailpipe and eventually stalls? By the time you get the chance to restart it, the problem has miraculously healed itself and all is fine. Then you have experienced what is called carburetor icing. A carburetor has a venturi. It is wide and then tapers and eventually widens back to its original dimension. The purpose of the venturi is to speed up the airflow and create a low-pressure region. The low pressure working in conjunction with the atmospheric pressure on the fuel in the float bowl allows a carburetor to feed fuel to the engine. A side effect of the air going through the venturi is that the temperature drops substantially. The phenomena can be called either carburetor or intake system icing. The restriction of the throttle plate causes a cooling effect, and if the air is moisture-laden, then it can freeze. The conditions that are required for carburetor icing are cool, moist air with a temperature as warm as 55 degrees Fahrenheit and as low as 13 degrees Fahrenheit. The objection of the engine to idle is due to the ice forming on the throttle plate and choking off the air. Once the ice buildup gets large enough, the opening of the throttle plate created by the idle speed screw is negated and the engine stalls. In very short order, the ice melts from the ambient heat and the engine starts and runs fine as if nothing happened. This event is known in the industry as idle icing. Though carburetor icing at idle and low speeds is the most prominent, it can occur also at higher speeds, long after the engine has been running. This is an especially challenging problem to diagnose and is known as cruise icing.